It's 13 degrees and clearing up. I'm Shelby Y with 91X News. Two American scholars have been awarded the Nobel Economics Prize. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences cited Alvin Roth and Lloyd Shapley for their theory of stable allocations and the practice of market design. Roth says he hopes the award brings more awareness of their theories so they can help more people.
I think this will make market design more visible to economists and to people who can benefit from market design.
The theory has applications not only in financial and labor markets, but also in education and medicine. A Holocaust survivor will be sharing her message of tolerance with Loyalist College and members of the community tomorrow morning. Author and public speaker Eva Olson will be speaking in the Loyalist College gym this Tuesday morning at 11. College President Maureen Piercy says Olson has visited the school before, but her message is always inspirational and fresh. Admission is free. For more information, call Loyalist College at 613-969-1913. British Prime Minister and Minister David Cameron has signed a deal with the leader of Scotland's separatist administration on a referendum that could break up the United Kingdom. Officials from London and Edinburgh have been meeting for weeks to hammer out details of a vote on Scottish independence. Cameron and other pro-union politicians had pressed for the vote to be held earlier than 2014 because opinion polls show only between a quarter and a third of Scots currently favor leaving the 300-year-old union. A man has died after being crushed between home and backhoe in Mississauga. The Ministry of Labor is investigating after his 56-year-old construction worker was crushed to death between a backhoe and the foundation of a home in Mississauga. Peel Police Constable Fiona Tverge says the man was in a 3-meter ditch around the foundation of the residence when the incident occurred around 12:15 p.m. today. Tverge says the emergency crews rushed to the home, but the man was pronounced dead at 1:50 p.m. She says police investigators and the force's Major Collision Bureau are aiding the Labor Ministry with this investigation. Tverge says the man was employed by a general contracting company. His name has not yet been released. Overall retail sales in the U.S. jumped up into September by 1.1%. The increase was fueled in part by a huge boost of 4.5% in the electronics and appliance sector. Retail analyst Marshall Cohen says much of that increase came from the consumers lining up to buy Apple's new iPhone 5.
They waited almost 8 months in some cases to wait for this. So this is the classic case of pent-up demand waiting for a release of a particular product.
Meantime, auto sales increased 1.3% and gas sales increased 2.5%. A man gets 18 months for an attack on a photographer who took pictures of veiled women. A Paris court has convicted a 23-year-old man of attacking and injuring a photographer who had taken photos of a group of law-breaking, veil-wearing women. The court sentenced Yamad Biel Bunuhab on Monday to 18 months in prison for the September attack on a 65-year-old photographer in a largely Muslim neighborhood in eastern Paris, the SIPA news agency reported. The photographer's nose and arm were broken. Bunuhab said he was angry, but acknowledged that he was in the wrong. Prosecutor Fanny Hubeau says the case was about the attack and not the headscarf law. She says, "We're not here to judge religious convictions." France banned wearing face-covering veils in the public last year, sparking anger from Islamic groups. Quebec's corruption inquiry have been told that illegal fundraising was commonplace in provincial politics. Reporter Peter Ray of the Canadian Press says the revelation comes in the inquiry's star witness.
Former construction boss Lino Zambito has testified that over the last decade, he funneled $88,000 to all of Quebec's political parties. He says he did that using family, friends, and company employees. In one case, Zambito says he turned over $30,000, 10 times the legal donation limit of $3,000. It was at the request of a prominent provincial Liberal fundraiser who was the spouse of a minister.
Zambito says he also gave smaller amounts to the Parti Québécois and now defunct ADQ, the Action Democratique Party. None of his allegations have been proven in court, and they have been met with denials of any wrongdoing. Statistics Canada says households are deeper in debt than previously thought. TD Bank economist Diana Petramala says the results show Canadian households are more vulnerable than ever to a housing correction. The agency's revisions show that household credit market debt in the second quarter hit 163% of disposable income, well above the previously reported 152%. But there is good news. Canadians have more assets than they did before, up $7,900 to $190,200. Loyalist's third annual truckload sale is taking place this Thursday with a bit of a switch-up. The difference this year from last year is that students must fill out an order form and get it back to the school by tomorrow night. Remember your forms, get it back to the school, and get some great deals on hygiene and household cleaning items. A New York businessman has been arrested for defrauding the producers of an ill-fated Broadway musical. Aaron Katchsky has more on the story.
Rebecca, a romantic thriller based on Alfred Hitchcock's film, was to be what producers called the most lavish new musical to be staged on Broadway in the last 20 years. It would take $12 million. To raise it, the producers turned to Mark Houghton, a stockbroker now charged with fraud. Court records say he tricked them into paying lavish fees by falsely promising financing that did not exist. Federal prosecutors say Houghton's investors were deep-pocketed phantoms, and the FBI says Houghton starred in his own work of fiction. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
That's 91X News to 406. Josie DeBarros has sports next.
What are you doing?
Cutting coupons. Need groceries. Food expensive. Cabs expensive. Broke college student.
Girlfriend, stop. Put down the scissors and walk away.
Can't stop. Need food. Must cut coupons.
No, you don't. All you need is Mark's No Frills. Their prices can't be beat. Best of all, there's a shuttle bus for us college students. Takes us from residence to No Frills Tuesday nights from 6 to 9, and it's free.
Mark's No Frills, Bell Boulevard, Belleville. Our prices won't be beat.
Good afternoon. I'm Josie DeBarros with 91X Sports. The Belleville Bulls have tonight off. They are getting ready for a northern road trip, with the first game against the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds on Thursday night. Then on Friday, the Bulls play in Sudbury against the Wolves. The Bulls have won four of their last five games, losing the other one in a shootout to still earn a point. There are a couple of games in Junior A tonight, but in the East Division, the Colberg Cougars are hosting the Whitby Fury at 7 o'clock. The Fury have had a rough start to the season, having lost all three of their games so far. There are no games in Empire B tonight. Tomorrow, the Napanee Raiders are at home for a 7:30 puck drop against the Deseronto Storm. The Raiders are 3 points behind the division-leading Picton Pirates. The St. Louis Cardinals will try to take a stranglehold of the National League Championship Series tonight. Former Blue Jay Chris Carpenter takes the pitching duties for the Cardinals, while Ryan Vogelsong pitches for the San Francisco Giants. With a win tonight, the Cardinals can head home with a 2-0 lead in the best-of-seven series. Carpenter has been a giant killer in the past, with a 4-1 record and a 3.57 ERA in 8 career starts against the Giants, and he's won 2 of the previous outings at AT&T Park. The Giants have yet to win at home this season. The American League Series has a break today as the series shifts to Detroit. The Tigers are up 2-0 over the New York Yankees. Two AFC West rivals looking to bounce back from last week's disappointments will hook up this evening in San Diego. The division-leading Chargers are 3-2 following a 31-24 loss to previously winless New Orleans Saints. The second-place Denver Broncos sit 2-3 after a 31-21 loss to New England last week. The NHL lockout is a month old. Players were supposed to get their first paychecks of the season today, but that won't happen because of the work stoppage. The key negotiators in the NHL's collective bargaining talks will look to start bridging the gap on economic issues when they resume negotiations. A meeting between the league and union is scheduled for tomorrow morning in Toronto. League Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly says the two sides will look to push forward on core issues. The world's governing soccer body is getting involved after three Cuban national team players defected in Canada. FIFA President Sepp Blatter plans to speak with Cuban officials after the players disappeared following a World Cup qualifier in Toronto last week. They vanished 9 months after two players with the Cuban's women's team fled to the U.S. following a match against Canada in Vancouver. And continuing with World Cup qualifying, armed police were waiting as Canada's men's soccer team arrived in San Pedro Sula, Honduras, for tomorrow's World Cup qualifier. Police with machine guns are stationed outside the team's well-appointed hotel. Canada needs just a tie to advance, and coach Stephen Hart won't be playing for a point. He says the most dangerous thing is to tell a team they need a draw. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Shelby Y with 91X Weather.
Today it is mainly cloudy with gusts of wind up to 50 kilometers an hour. Tonight it'll still be cloudy and windy, but with a 40% chance of rain. There's a low of 5 degrees. Later tomorrow morning, this should all clear up. There's a high of 12. It's 12 degrees right now. I'm Shelby Y with Jose DeBarros, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 6 o'clock.